Thank you. I now call this meeting back to order. 5.0, announcement of action taken in closed session. Mr. Goutier, none. No action was taken. Item 6.0, strategic plan and other initiatives. Item 6.1, oral argument by respondents and district representatives regarding adoption of resolution number 2703, resolution regarding proposed decision of administrative law judge and implementing certificated layoff. It is an information item only. It is 60-minute presentation with a 15-minute discussion. And I will now ask Vice President Wu to do an introductory statement.
The purpose for item 6.1 is to hear oral argument regarding the proposed decision of the administrative law judge regarding the reduction in force, i.e. layoffs, of certain certificated employees by the Sacramento City Unified School District. At the special meeting held on Thursday, May 10th, the superintendent made recommendations to reject certain portions of the administrative law judge's decision in favor of different findings of fact and legal conclusions based on the evidence introduced at the administrative hearing. The board is not receiving new evidence. Any public comment to the extent required under the Ralph M. Brown Act will not be received as evidence. Following the taking of comments, oral argument, we will be concluding and taking public comments, but before we move into public comments, I'd let you know in advance that we'll be taking a short recess in order to allow our court reporter to rest and recharge. And I want to remind you that we do have a court reporter, so when you come up to the podium, please speak clearly and state your name for the record.
Thank you, Vice President Wu. I will now call upon Vice President Cuño to explain our argument process.
So the argument process is as follows. We've allotted 60 minutes for oral argument for the respondents and for the district's representative. There is no legal requirement of who is to begin the argument. Since the parties are already aware of the superintendent's recommendations and have copies of the draft resolution, which would change in certain respects the proposed decision, it may be beneficial to hear the argument of respondents first and then hear from the district's representative. So I believe that'll be the order we'll go, if that's okay with council. Okay. We're also aware that most respondents are represented by council. But do we have any respondents present who are not represented by counsel who wish to speak on their behalf? I see none. So in order to keep within the time limitations, we're going to grant 30 minutes per side.
Before we begin, I would admonish you all to put your cell phones on vibrate or silence, please. I'm hearing some noise up here. Thank you for your cooperation.